This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The World Health Organization says 100 countries are now reporting coronavirus cases, with more than 100,000 people ill. In Italy, a serious outbreak of the virus has locked down one quarter of its population. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
An eerie stillness settled over Italy's wealthy north on Sunday, after the government effectively quarantined 16 million people in a bid to contain the rapidly growing coronavirus outbreak. The country is Europe's hardest hit, and on Saturday reported that the number of cases had leapt by 1,200 in a 24-hour period, its biggest daily increase since the epidemic began in Italy 2 weeks ago. In response, Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte signed unprecedented restrictions into law overnight. He announced that people should now not enter or leave Lombardy, Italy's richest region, including the financial centre Milan, as well as 14 provinces in four other regions, including the cities of Venice, Modena and Parma, among others.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Just off the coast of California, a cruise ship hit by the coronavirus is headed to the port of Oakland. Princess Cruises says it will dock on Monday. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The cruise ship can be seen moving off the coast. The captain told passengers last night those requiring acute medical treatment and hospitalization will be taken to healthcare facilities in California. Others will go to federally operated isolation sites or transported out of state. Passenger Karen Dever says she and her husband have been holed up in their room since Thursday, feel fine, and are anxious to get off the boat.
You know, at some point, it has to stop. So if they test me and say I'm negative, well, then let me go. You know, don't keep me.
The Grand Princess has about 24 reported cases of coronavirus. The ship is carrying more than 3,500 people. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on the coronavirus, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The ceasefire deal in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib remains in effect Sunday. Some of the area's residents have returned since the ceasefire began last week, only to discover that their homes have been destroyed. The fighting in the region since late last year has triggered a massive humanitarian crisis, with almost a million people fleeing their homes. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he will meet with European Union officials in Brussels on Monday to discuss the influx of migrants in Turkey. As migrants from Syria continue to cross into Turkey, Erdogan said Ankara can no longer abide by the 2016 law that prevents migrants in Turkey from traveling into the European Union. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, a former 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, says she will endorse Joe Biden's bid for president.
I am supporting Joe because I believe that he is a man who has lived his life with great dignity. He is a public servant who has always worked for the best of who we are as a nation, and we need that right now. There is so much at stake in this election, guys.
Biden's primary rival for the nomination, Senator Bernie Sanders, says he's also been getting a lot of endorsements.
Look, we have the support of virtually every major grassroots organization representing millions of workers, black and brown and white. We have the support of a number of major unions in this country.
Sanders made the comment on ABC's This Week. The number of female parliamentarians in the world has more than doubled since the groundbreaking UN Fourth World Conference on Women in Beijing 25 years ago. Lisa Schlein has more on where things stand.
While female representation in national parliaments has increased, gender parity remains a distant dream. However, significant changes have occurred. In 1995, the top-ranked country in terms of female members of parliament was Sweden, followed by other Nordic and developed countries. This year, Rwanda, with more than 60% female MPs, beat 171 other countries for the top spot, followed by Cuba, Bolivia, and United Arab Emirates. Sweden has been bumped down to seventh position. The Interparliamentary Union finds countries in the Americas have made the most progress in terms of representation of women in parliament, followed by Europe, Sub-Saharan Africa, the Middle East and North Africa, and Asia. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Women around the world are marking International Women's Day with marches to raise awareness of discrimination against women. People have been marking March 8th as a special day for women for more than a century. For more on any of today's top news stories, go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.